SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. Sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times. About last night.
That was fun. Some great anonymous Craigslist hookup. Wow, you're awesome at picking those, really.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I know. I mean, we haven't done it in a long time, probably in about a year.
Put a little ad on Craigslist and see what happens. But actually, no, I didn't put an ad on Craigslist. I responded to one, which we never really have done.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Usually we put the ad out and put a little booty call out. I don't know, just woke up the other morning and it's like, huh, let's just see what's on here. Saw a guy, good-looking dude.
Sunday.
Had a great profile. It was very well-written. And he had a boat, another boat guy. I'm like thinking, wow, that could be fun.
What did you write when you responded? I mean, I know what happens when we write an ad, but I mean, what your routine is in that way, but what did you say to him?
Well, first of all, sometimes in life, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So I wasn't sure. So I just wrote like a quick thing back, like, hey, nice post. We're a happily married couple looking for some fun today. Would love to, you know, chat with you more about it or something like that. And found out that he was a straight guy, a single guy.
Two main criteria.
Yeah. Then I got his phone number. I'm not interested in like sending a bunch of emails back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
So I called him up. I went to the grocery store to get dog food.
You called him up? That's yeah. Why you were gone so long.
Yeah, I was gone 20, 30 minutes, whatever.
I was wondering why you were gone so long.
Yeah, I called the guy up, chatted with him on the phone, and told him more about us and what we're into, and he seemed compatible, and I just said, hey, you know, I'm going to talk it over with you, and we're not flakes, we're very real, and if it's down, we will be there, and I'll let you know. And then I got back with you and showed it to you and told you.
You barely showed it to me because I really didn't see it because we were busy with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was busy taking our kid to a concert in the park. So in between, while we were walking to the concert, you were kind of like giving me little messages. Is it going to be okay at this time? Or are you?
Yeah, you want to go out? Can we meet the guy like around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, yeah. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock?
Hadn't really seen, since we were out and about, I wasn't home to really look at his profile, and you couldn't like just show it to me while we were there with our kid. So
no, but you trust me.
I trusted you. So yeah, I put a lot of, you know, I put my trust in you because you've never, I mean, we've always had a good experience.
Well, because I tell the guy too, I'm like, look, you know, it's sex and it's hot fun. And I can promise you that number one, we'll show up. Number two, we'll have a few laughs. Number three, if it doesn't work out, no harm, no foul. We'll each go our separate ways and we just have, you know, we'll be better for having a daring, exciting time for whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good. It's all fun.
That's what you told him on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got there at the appointed time.
Yeah.
A little late.
I think you, on the way over, you when we parked the car, you showed me. I was like, well, what does this guy look like?
I think you'd seen it before then.
I don't know if I had or not. I don't think I had. But
you glanced at it before.
I just maybe glanced at it. So I just wanted to like
see him. Good-looking guy.
Oh, yeah. Very good-looking.
Yeah.
So we get to the marina, and we're standing out there. You're texting him that we're here.
He says, give me a few minutes, and I'll be there. And we're standing there. Three minutes go by, 5 minutes go by.
I see some people walking by, and I'm like, oh, surely that's not him. Oh my God, I hope that's not him.
But it was kind of long. I was like,
yeah, it seemed like a long wait. Yeah.
Like all he has to do is like get off the boat and come and let us.
I know, but it was a big, we didn't know that his boat was the very, very last one on the furthest slip or whatever.
So eventually I see this dude in a dinghy, like an inner tube dinghy, and he's motoring over, and you're like whispering to me, I think that's him. I think that's him. He had motorboated.
Motorboated.
Over to the ramp or whatever so to unlock the gate.
So we wouldn't have to walk so far.
So we took a boat to the boat.
Yeah, because he wanted to go out in the boat. But of course, we didn't make it there till later.
And that was kind of cool that he brought that little
dinghy over. So he wanted to give us a little ride.
And it was sunset. The sun was going down, and we just met the guy, and he was right off the bat. We hit it off.
Yeah, it was. You know. It's always cool when you first meet them, and then you feel a mutual sigh, like of a relief. You know,
right?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Not a serial killer.
He's cool. They're cool. We're all cool. But you feel that. You feel that moment of when it's all just like. Okay. It's a relief.
Everything's going to be okay.
It's going to be good. This is going to be good. This is going to be fun. But yeah, I like that.
And it's exciting at the same time.
And that was, I felt that when we were getting into that little boat.
The little dinghy.
Yeah. He was just smiling. He grabbed my hand. He just like.
Helped you in.
Helped me in.
We got in the boat. And we just kind of cruised. It was sunset. And we were just talking, and we pulled up to his larger boat. We went inside, had a few drinks.
Yeah, we got to know him very well. I mean, I knew right away that he was cool and that I liked him as a friend. We just hung out, and we all knew we were going to play, but we were just having fun talking and getting to know each other.
I knew we were going to play.
And he knew we were going to play. And it was all like a relief. Just, yeah, we know that, but we're just going to
have
some drinks and kick back. And
now, if he had been odd, though, or if he had been like crazy scary or something, I mean, you and I, we would have just left. And it would have, like I said, it would have been like harm, no foul.
That hasn't happened to us yet, though. I wonder. I don't think that way, but I.
Well, I don't want to put myself in that situation. I want it to work out, you know?
Right.
I want it to work out because that's why we're all there.
What would we have done if he was like a freak?
Or didn't match his picture.
Or just had been was like.
Completely different than what he had told us he was. Yeah, we would have just excused ourselves.
Maybe had a drink and.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we're not feeling it, but. So nice to meet you, and that would have been it. And,
yeah.
But it wasn't like that at all.
Thank goodness. Yeah. Woo!
So we're down there in his little...
He was very good looking.
He was.
Good looking guy. He's about 10 years younger than us, but a lot like us. We had a lot in common. And he had that hobby of fixing up boats and...
It was very cool. It had all this like woodworking.
Yeah, he was like detailing or doing a lot of work on the wood.
Later on, you would do a lot of detailing on the wood.
But. Yeah. He had nice wood. Very nice. We weren't really talking about anything sexy.
Mm-mm. Just getting to know you conversations.
I mean, we were learning all about each other's past and just a lot of things, but nothing was really sexy. We weren't talking about sex.
And it was like, I don't know, 8:30 or so, or I don't know what time it was, but because it was a Sunday night, before we even got there, we had all kind of agreed we would end this by midnight because we all had to work. It was just going to be a Sunday night kind of thing. And you had that in the back of your mind. You knew that.
I know. And I knew I was thinking maybe I should try and change the conversation to kind of sexy talk. But then I thought, no, I'm enjoying this. Just talking about non-sexy stuff and getting to know him. I'm not feeling like I want to change the conversation to sexy talk. I didn't want to do that. So I knew it was time, so I gave you a little signal. I was wondering if that I was getting ready to make my move.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you
let
down.
But I did. No. Did you catch my signal? I was wondering if you caught it.
Yeah, I caught your signal when you sat down on the bed.
No.
No, well, maybe I didn't then.
I gave you a pre-signal, like it was getting ready to go down. I was getting ready. You didn't catch it.
I don't know. I guess not.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what I did was my hair was down, and we were just sitting there talking.
Yes, I do remember
so
that.
Yes. I took my hair that was around my wrist,
I can't remember this.
And I put my hair up. And I thought you noticed me do that.
Oh, I know. Yes, I'm remembering now.
That was like...
Absolutely.
That was like my signal of, okay, I'm going to...
She's about to
work it
suck some cock.
I'm going to work it to the bed.
Because the hair is going up. Yeah. No, I do remember that. Yes.
Okay. So I did that, and I went to the bathroom, and then I came back. And when I came back this time, I sat next to him on the bed. And I'm not sure how it started, but then I think you maybe got up to the bathroom and he's...
Well, I came back and...
Massaging my back.
When he started massaging your back and you kind of fell back onto the bed, I started just pulling your pants off.
Right.
And you were like, oh, what are you doing, John?
And he was kissing me.
Uh-huh.
And you were pulling my pants off.
To go down on you. And that's always hot to watch and look up and see you kissing or whatever you're doing up there.
My tits and kissing.
And so I pulled your pants off and started going down on you. And then you pulled his cock out of his pants and you started sucking his dick. And it was on.
Yeah. We all totally had the same kind of rhythm or flow.
I was going down on you. And then... It was a funny kind of moment for me. I thought I heard you say, I want to fuck you. And I think you were talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. I'm like up there and ready to fuck you. And he's like looking for a condom. Because I thought he meant you, right? But I wanted to fuck you. I started fucking you and you're giving him head. And then eventually he came over and I gave him a condom and then he fucked you. And what was really fucking hot about it is it was like his cock was going in you and then my cock was going in you. And you were like totally just getting it from both of us. We were just like taking turns with it. It was hot.
Yeah, you guys were both taking turns with me.
That was really fucking hot.
Fucking me.
And switching and all of that. Love it.
69s and then the time I was fucking you at one point.
I was on top of you, missionary.
Yeah, but then we had kind of moved it.
Kind of pulled us onto our sides.
It was a sideways thing. And then he got behind me, sandwiching me. I was like all into like fucking you. And then I was feeling him from behind me. And he was kissing my neck and pressed up against me.
I'm thinking we're about to do a DP. We've never done that.
I felt his dick. He still had the condom on, and I felt his dick like getting closer and closer to my ass. And I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be a DP here. I mean, I could see how this could be a DP that I would enjoy because it happened like spontaneously. It wasn't like... Oh, unorganized, we're going to do a DP, you got to go this way, you got to get this way. It just happened naturally in a position. That was always been my turn off of DPs. Like, I thought...
Right.
I thought it would be too planned and too much of a, like, science project or something. So, DPs have never been one of my fantasies. But, you know, I never say never. I remember a few seconds there where I was thinking, wow, you know, maybe I would want a DP if it happened this way. But he didn't have lube. And it was going through my head, no, I can't do this without lube. So the spontaneity was there, but the lube wasn't. So I'm that's just true. Like, that's funny. No.
No, I that's mean, true.
Almost had me there. And then we got in a position where I was on top of you and I was fucking you from the top and he was like lifting me up too and I was hanging on to the sides of the boat and slamming down on you, mm-hmm. fucking you, and he was kind of helping lift. He had a hold of my other arm. It's kind of lifting me down on your cock. It was hot.
So fucking hot. We played for a long time and we got it on video.
Yes, and I did not even know till the end. And he didn't either, but he didn't care. He didn't care because he trusted us. But
I had asked him ahead of time.
You had?
Yeah, I had asked him ahead of
time. What'd
you say? Hey, it's not a deal breaker, but if I brought a video camera or a photo, sometimes we like to do that, and would that be all right? And he was like, I don't know. It's like, bring it and we'll see. And so I brought it. And then when
but stuff. But you never said anything to him after that.
But when stuff started getting down and everybody started fucking, we all started getting down. I just pulled it out and put it on the side, hit play, hit record. And then, of course, after everything.
That's when I noticed it. And that's when he noticed it.
He was cool with it, though. He told me.
Oh, yeah. He was cool. I'm just saying, I didn't notice it until the end that you were videotaping this whole thing until the very end.
Because then you don't know it's there. And then that's when you get the hottest video.
Yeah.
Because you're not performing. I actually...
Because
that's the stuff that turns me on. I love seeing you just like in raw pleasure. You're not pretending. You're not faking. Not that you ever do, but that's what turns me on. I love seeing that.
I had no idea you were
doing that. So I'll masturbate that for years.
Masturbate to that video.
Sure.
Yeah,
I did this morning.
I'd prefer you not to tell me that you're videotaping.
Well, you
I kind of like that.
You're gonna see it.
Yeah. I know, but I didn't see that one. You just like stuck it up on top of the refrigerator or something.
And I told him after. We told him after. We're like, we'll get you a copy of it. And he's like, oh hell yeah! And we all sat and kind of watched it after we fucked too, and that was hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's gonna be a good friend of ours. This anonymous Craigslist thing. No, but I know he's invited us to come to the boat.
Right.
Even not on a non-sexual.
Oh, he said we can bring our son.
Bring our son.
He'll take him sailing. Teach him the ropes.
He loves
with nothing boats. Expected in return for that. I mean, he's a good guy.
Yeah, it's cool.
But we never would have met him if we hadn't been into the anonymous hookup kind of things. And we've done both, really.
What do you mean we've done both ways? What are both ways?
Oh, we love to go out to clubs and party and just get our sex on.
But it's not always with anonymous people that we meet there. We often play with friends that we know there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have friends that we make after we play with them.
Right. We fuck them, then we become friends.
Oh, yeah. That happens a lot. It's cool. I like it. I like the variety, and I love that we have our friends. I mean, we've been friends with people for years before we played with them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our swinger friends. It just happened. I mean, it wasn't by, like, well, we've got to know them a little bit more before we sleep with them.
I think our style is that we just like to go out and have fun. We like adventures. We love being spontaneous, and we love going out and having a good time together and seeing where the night brings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to plan everything out to, you know, strategize about this is, you know,
yeah,
put everything into categories, mm-hmm. and this is how mm-hmm. this is going to happen.
But yeah, I like those adventurous hookups.
Yeah, and we'll have some more.
But
I was thinking today at work, I was thinking, well, you know what? I could probably get him to take us out on the boat and take some hot photographs of you. We need to update
definitely do.
Our dating profiles.
Our dating profiles.
Well, we don't use the dating profile. We don't date, but whatever. It's fun to put sexy pictures out on the internet. Whatever. Have people comment about how hot you are.
We've got to update those pictures.
What a great way to do it on a boat.
But I like to meet people in person and in sexy locations. I wouldn't like to meet up with a dinner date.
No, somewhere. It's not our style. Because if we're going to play, if there's going to be a potential for play, I want there to be like a bed nearby or a room nearby where we can take it to that level if we want. Instead of just like, okay, well, maybe next time. That was a nice dinner.
It's all about the setting for me.
Yeah, me too.
It's got to be a sexy setting. And you know that. That's why.
Oh, that's why I was like, when that dude drove over in the dinghy, I'm like, this is so on. He's picking up Allie.
Why? Oh, why was that so impressive to you? So we wouldn't have to walk?
Yeah. Pick up my princess on a boat. Float sunset. Her over to your...
A sunset.
Yacht. Right, that was cool.
That was hot. I loved everything about it. Now, I think I know more about him in the hour that we talked and drank before we played than I know more about him than I do a lot of people.
What's great about it for me is... You and I are so comfortable. Like, I can't imagine if I was with another girl, I might have felt like, oh, I'm pressuring her to be there, or I don't know. But you're awesome. I mean, I just know that if I find a cool guy and a good setting, it's on. It's going to be a good time because you're going to be able to jump in and take the lead. And then I can follow that. I know that. If we had gotten there and you were like, John, no, then I know that you and I could have just walked away and we would have had a laugh and I would have said, sorry, baby, I'll do better next time. Once I set it up, then I just let you take over.
Well, so you knew right away. When did you know that it was okay with me?
Probably the second we stepped onto that dinghy.
Yeah. And that's where I felt like it was a big...
Because I knew that was exciting for you. You're like, this guy like brought a dinghy out, and he's like taking us on like a sunset cruise over to his boat. And I didn't know if sex was going to be on or not, but we were striking up conversation right from the get-go. Everything was fun.
It was cool and relaxed.
We got onto his boat. Yeah, it was no pressure. It was fun.
Yeah.
So I knew right away.
So you knew right away.
Then, of course, when you took your pants off, I knew for sure.
Well, of course, when I took my jacket off.
And you put your hair.
And I put my hair up.
Right.
Oh, and then I first started, you know, I was trying to give you. You definitely knew it was on.
You had his dick in your mouth, I was 100% sure. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did that give it away?
I gave it away.
Yeah.
But I love it that you're able to be, you know, in control so much. I don't have to do anything, really.
What do you mean?
I didn't like sit there and say, okay, well, let's start playing, everybody. Let's, you know, da da da.
Yeah, you set it up, and you just knew that it would. Like, you would let it happen as it unfolded.
Yeah,
you weren't like the director. You're not like, you know, set them up and then place us all in positions and stuff like that or anything.
Right. It's so true.
Oh, now that would be a turnoff for me, big time.
Right. And I think that's why almost DP thing happened, too. I didn't set that up. I didn't have anything to, you know what I mean? That was just like in the heat of the moment, and it was starting to get hot.
I
was like going with it, too. I had no expectation of that. You know, it was hot.
Who knows? Maybe another time. I don't know, but.
And more lube.
More lube. More lube.
More lube.
But yeah, you got to get busy with that.
What do you mean?
Well, you got the condoms down.
What do you mean I got the condoms down?
Well, you're getting better with
Handing off a guy a condom.
Right. Quickly with the condoms.
Well, yeah. I make the condoms available.
I mean, that was a...
They're not like out in the car.
No, I know. No. You know what I'm talking about? Because one time... Well, sometimes where I gave you a critique that, wow, if you please just have the condoms ready and pass them off so there's not like, because I hate that.
Awkward moment.
Or that downtime with getting the condom on. It's got to be sexy. And I know a sexy friend of ours who knows how to put them on with her mouth. And I'm very impressed by that. And I'm going to try to practice myself. And I did this week. But it takes some
skill. I have about 300 condoms over there that Pinzer and her guy left us from the last Desire trip.
So. And they're no good anymore.
So they're all expiring.
So might as well. I can practice with them.
Yeah.
With putting them on your dick with my mouth. Sure. Because those condoms, I mean, they can really kill the mood, especially if you have to wait for them. But you're good about, since I have a particular kind of condom that I can use, you're good about passing it.
Making sure the guy knows that he has to use that condom.
Yeah, and so there's not that downtime. Mishaps. You didn't tell me this till afterwards when we're driving home.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But that's okay.
No,
I don't want to talk about it.
I'll tell him.
No, it's a rule, and he told me on the way home. I always have this rule with John. I mean, it's not really a rule, but it's just the way we play, and I always tell him. He knows. I don't even have to tell him. In play settings, you go down on me first.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always just had that.
Well, it was good you had it last
night. When we're driving home, you were like...
I said, good thing you had that John has to go down on me first rule in place, because...
And then you paused. I was horrified when you paused. And I'm like, what? This was afterwards when we were driving home. I was like, what? What?
Because I went down alley and there was a big old mouthful of white toilet paper.
I can't believe that. A big old mouthful?
Yeah.
It wasn't a big old mouth. It couldn't have been a big old mouthful. I just used a little piece of toilet paper, and I looked on the toilet paper to see if it was ripped or anything. It didn't appear to be ripped.
No, I got some toilet paper last night. I could have rolled it in my tongue and probably shot out.
So you saved me from an embarrassing moment, but I'm being embarrassed.
In front of millions of people now.
No, I don't care.
Could have been embarrassed with one guy. Now you're embarrassed with like
toilet paper.
Who knows how many people.
Oh my God. See, that was a good thing I had that rule.
That was a good little rule.
You might want to have that one.
That's a good one. That's a good one. But it's not the first time.
It's not the first time? Mm-mm. What? That you've found toilet paper on me?
Mm-hmm. Been a long time.
What?
But yeah, it's been a long time, but once a long, long...
You didn't tell me anything about it?
No, I think we might have even podcasted it. I don't know. But yeah, it's been a long, 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 long time. But yeah, once before.
So what's
it's a
worse,
good rule.
What's worse than...
I think that might have even been why the rule's there. Maybe we've forgotten why the rule is even there. That might be why that rule is in place. I'm not sure. But yeah.
Oh gosh. So that might be a good rule to have in place. It's worked well for us. Saved me from that
embarrassment.
Yeah.
Look what I found.
What's worse? Toilet paper on your shoes. So what did you do when you found it? Did you just like pick it off and flick it? Flick it or
Yeah, there was two pieces actually, if you really want to know.
No.
I pulled the first piece.
You're exaggerating.
No, I swear to you, I kid you not. There was like a little piece right by your clit, and I just pulled it off and put it on the ground of the bed. And then I started going down, and you were like, what's this?
Oh, God.
And it was just another tiny little piece of tissue. And I pulled that out of my mouth and went down, and there was no more after that. It was all good. It was all clear. It was two little pieces.
Okay. So now we've grossed everybody out.
We've grossed everybody out, but I saved them. And if you'd like to buy them, they're available for sale on our...
Stop it.
On our website at swingercast.com. To the highest bidder. On eBay, actually. Check out our auction.
All right. So we learned from this experience that... Yet again, there are great guys out there. And I learned also that we need to have a signal. And we used a signal. Like when I thought that that was good. And I don't think I did that before or we even voiced it. When I put my hair up, the signal, I'm ready to play, We didn't like discuss that, but you caught it, and I'm going to use that one again.
I didn't immediately know what you were talking about because we first started talking about it or whatever, but I definitely caught it during the time we were playing. It's like, oh, she's putting her hair up.
And that means that you can just not say anything. Ready to. She's going to, I'm going to make the move, baby. Just.
Yeah.
Any minute now. But that was something I learned. And then also, I guess you probably learned that you don't need to forget the lube.
Don't forget the lube. I'm going to hand the guys a condom and a lube. Here's a condom and a big old char lube. Yeah. Oh, such a hot time. And that guy was really super cool for letting us come over on his boat and
hanging out.
And
fun.
Good times.
So should we play some audio from the boat?
Yeah. Maybe even, we took video, maybe even put some of the video up on our feed.
On the feed, but not
on the private feed.
Yeah.
On the premium podcast.
I know that there's that part, you can hear me when he tries to do the DP. Mm-hmm. You can hear the discussion.
Yeah.
Come on, Nas.
Yeah.